USA Radio News. The U.S. is pledging another $300 million in military aid to Ukraine. The Defense Department said the military aid will include laser-guided rockets, drones, armored vehicles, ammunition, machine guns, and night vision. So far, the Biden administration has provided over $1.6 billion in assistance to Ukraine during the Russian invasion. Ukraine President Zelensky spoke to Fox News.
It's hard for us to talk about NATO because NATO doesn't want to admit us. If we join NATO, we would make NATO much stronger.
President Biden is cheering the March jobs report as the economy added another 431,000 jobs in March.
More jobs created over the first 14 months of any presidency in any term ever.
The unemployment rate dipped to 3.6%, down from 3.8% last month. New federal reports show the top 1% of America's total wealth peaked at nearly $46 trillion late last year. Higher stock prices are one reason for the total increase. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Border crossings along the U.S.-Mexico border will prepare for more migrants after the U.S. ends Title 42 pandemic immigration restrictions. The policy turns away asylum seekers at the border due to COVID-19 concerns. That's expected to end May 23rd. Texas immigration attorney Andres Meher.
No matter what they do, they're not going to be prepared for the number of individuals that are going to be presenting themselves.
New York City's mask mandate for young children will remain in place after the city won an appeal on a judge's ruling lifting the mandate. The city had planned to lift the mandate for that group on Monday. New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
Our plans were to take a week to assess the numbers before removing masks for 2 to 4 years old.
Two former Trump aides may face criminal contempt of Congress. Citations from the House, Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino, have refused to cooperate with the House committee investigating last year's attack on the Capitol. House contempt citations would be referred to the Justice Department for possible prosecution. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier Gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Americans held for months by the Taliban have now been released.
The State Department announced Friday an American citizen and his brother, who were detained in Afghanistan since December 18th, have been released and are heading home to the United States via Qatar. Licensed humanitarian aid worker Safi Rauf, the U.S. citizen, and his brother Anis, a British citizen with an American green card, were detained by the Taliban for 105 days. Democrat Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan were among those involved in the release. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Interior Department announced that $420 million will be spent on projects in New Mexico, Minnesota, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Iowa to include construction of water treatment plants, pipeline connections, pump systems, and reservoirs to provide drinking water to rural and tribal communities. Scientists say that region has become much warmer and drier in recent decades, and that climate change will continue to make weather more extreme, wildfires more frequent and destructive, and water supplies less reliable. The Academy is accepting Will Smith's resignation, but says the actor may still face more consequences for his Oscars conduct. David Rubin, president of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, said despite Smith's immediate resignation, they're still moving ahead with disciplinary proceedings against him. Smith resigned from the Academy Friday after slapping comedian Chris Rock at the Oscars ceremony last week for a joke Rock made about Smith's wife. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.